unmistakable signs of a magic circle. Astfigl said a swear word that fused the sand around him into glass and vanished. The tide got on with things. Further down the beach, the last surge poured into a hollow in the rocks, and the new sun beamed down on the soaking remains of a half-eaten egg and cress sandwich. Tidal action turned it over. Thousands of bacteria suddenly found themselves in the midst of a taste explosion and started to breed like mad. If only there had been some mayonnaise, life might have turned out a whole lot different. More piquant, and perhaps with a little extra cream in it. Travelling by magic always had major drawbacks. There was the feeling that your stomach was lagging behind, and your mind filled up with terror because the destination was always a little uncertain. It wasn't that you could come out anywhere. Anywhere represented a very restricted range of choices, compared to the kind of places magic could transport you to. The actual travelling was easy. It was achieving a destination which would, for example, allow you to survive in all four dimensions at once, that took the real effort. In fact, the scope for error was so huge it seemed something of an anticlimax to emerge in a fairly ordinary, sandy-floored cavern. It contained, on the far wall, a door. There was no doubt it was a forbidding door. It looked as though its designer had studied all the cell doors he could find and had then gone away and produced a version for, as it were, full visual orchestra. It was more of a portal. Some ancient and probably fearful warning was etched over its crumbling arch, but it was destined to remain unread because over it someone else had pasted a bright red and white notice which read, "You don't have to be damned to work here, but it helps." Rincewind squinted up at the notice. "Of course I can read it," he said. "I just don't happen to believe it." "Multiple exclamation marks," he went on, shaking his head, "are a sure sign of a diseased mind." He looked behind him. The glowing outlines of Eric's magic circle faded and winked out. "I'm not being picky, you understand," he said. "It's just that I thought you said you could get us back to Ankh. This isn't Ankh. I can tell by the little details, like the flickering red shadows and the distant screaming. In Ankh, the screaming is usually much closer," he added. "I think I did very well to get it to work at all," said Eric, bridling. "You're not supposed to be able to run magic circles in reverse. In theory, it means you stay in the circle and reality moves around you. I think I did very well. You see," he added, his voice suddenly vibrating with enthusiasm, "if you rewrite the source codex and, this is the difficult bit, you route it through a high level..." "Yes, yes, yes, very clever. What will you people think up next?" said Rincewind. "The only thing is, I think it's quite possible that we're in hell."
"Oh?"
Eric's lack of reaction made Rincewind curious. "You know," he added, "the place with all the demons in it?"
"Oh?"
"Not a good place to be, it's generally felt," said Rincewind.
"You think we might be able to explain?"
Rincewind thought about this. He wasn't, when you got right down to it, quite sure what it was that demons did to you. But he did know what humans did to you, and after a lifetime in Ankh-Morpork, this place could turn out to be an improvement. Warmer, at any rate.